Radio science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com.
Other time.
Otherwise, you could damage the retina.
Suddenly, I almost wish it wouldn't go off.
What's that, General?
Well, nothing, Senator.
General, we're close.
1 minute. All goggles in place. Exposed personnel without goggles. Sit down. Turn back towards west. Cover eyes with hands. 10, 9.
$1 million worth of taxpayer money would be wasted.
Three.
Why
two,
are we doing
one,
this?
0.
Oh,
special on TLS, General Scott. Shall I switch it on?
All right.
Scott here.
Lawson, point L-15.
The instrument site near the mission school, Tempest Island.
Right, General. Matter of import Z. Emergency.
Can't clarify.
No, sir.
Right, Law. Be over. Oh, Lieutenant, would you get me Captain Elverson? I'd like a whirly bird ride.
See that those wings don't drag on the ground.
instructed to beat wings. Yeah, those wings are operational. Not vestigial. Perhaps he comes from a small planet where gravity is so slight that the wings suffice for flying about. I don't know. One thing, though. If there is an angel, it died without any obvious trace of violence. Nothing. I mean, if it fell. If men like that exist on some planet somewhere, and if they've visited the Earth in the past, and take what he say, maybe people would have seen him. Maybe that's how angels came to. I don't know. Casualty. Well, this is a casualty and a half. Something can't be man-made. It can't be. Or could it be? If the Russians are so advanced in biology and they've made it, then it's all over anyway. So far ahead, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Because Ann Cora, she likes a lot of flowers around the place. I mean, we've seen that old test on and on. We're sick of them anyhow. Then the angel came right down, all sort of spiraling like a bird with an arrow in it.
Yeah.
Well? Oh, well, it came down. Stood there a second. Then it sat.
Sat? Did it did it see you?
See me? I was right beside it. It sat there crying for a while.
Crying?
Oh, sure. That old H-bomb must have heard it. It was sobbing and crying, something awful. Then it stopped crying and smiled. It sure had a wonderful smile.
Then what?
Oh, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I never saw an angel before. Then it said hello. I said hello as well. You know, we were becoming pretty friendly. Then after a little while more, it sort of tucked its wings in a little and said, I was a little too late. Then it sort of died. Can I have a ride in your Jeep out there, General?
Are you there again?
Mr. President, the bugaboo test brought down something on Tempest Island which looks human and has a pair of wings. Why, it must be something, all right, Mr. President.
An angel. Imagine. All my life, I've been... Well, I've tried to be a good man. Oh, that's what I've tried to be, Smith.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
You sure the Reds haven't monkeyed with our wavelength?
A quantum projector.
Whatever it is, well... It's the end to what has been for the last 15 years. And that's a good thing. The Cold War could not have gone on forever. Get the rest of the cabinet up here, Smith. Get the rest of JCS. Get Ames at CIA. This thing has to stay absolutely restricted.
The garrison must be true!
I assure you, comrade, it was while the technicians were correlating their bomb data and the sky over the test base was still lava, that the coded word came in to the commanding officer of the base concerning the casualty.
Who found the thing?
It was found, comrade, by a peasant who had been ordered to evacuate his hut in that region weeks before. After As the casualty, he was shot for disobedience.
And the casualty?
It was discovered in a dying condition.
Oui.
Yes, comrade, I saw it myself.
It is an American trick.
No, comrade. And there were no interplanetary vehicles about. Nothing on the radar.
You will return to Siberia. I shall accompany you. I will examine this angel.
I'm not allowed
to say. I go to prison.
Oh.
maybe he'll recover.
The boy doesn't seem to think so. They're giving up the mission. That's why all the buildings have been bulldozed down. Make room for the new airfield. And that's why I'm being sent away to school.
Ted, what say we go back to where it happened? I'd like to see the place.
Oh, no. I'm not even allowed to talk about it. I never even go there, sir.
I thought it was the most beautiful thing that ever happened to me in my whole life.
You did? My father thought it was the worst thing that had ever happened.
I felt as if you, Ted, all of us were seeing something completely wonderful. What is it, son? What's the matter?
Hey, General, I never let her keep it. But it was all gold. And we were always so mighty poor. I thought if Father sold it. But I guess he couldn't even think of things like selling gold books. You see, he'd lost his reason.
Gold? Gold books?
Oh, just one book. But heavy. I didn't steal it. That angel dropped it.
You read it?
It was written in all kinds of languages. Wisdom, the angel said it was, gathered from our whole galaxy for Earth.
You say it had messages for Earth. Were there any written in English?
I never saw any. There were lots in languages I never even heard of. Alphabets I've never even seen before. Some just dots.
Did you throw the book away, Teddy?
No, it was all gold. I hid it under an old rock.
Would you tell me?
Sure. I'll show you. Come on.
There had been another book the General was never to know about. A book buried beneath a sod hut in Siberia by a peasant who had intended to sell it, for he too had been poor. But the other book, identical, along with the hovel above it, had been reduced to fractions of its atoms by a certain test weapon which had destroyed the body of its bearer. And so, in the green twilight of the tropic isle of Tempest, General Mark Scott searched among the languages of the earth for the message delivered by the angel. At last he found it, on the last pages of the book, among the tongues of earth. A sound was made by the man as he read the message, a sound that began with despair and ended, as comprehension entered his brain, with a note of exultation. For the message of icy space and flaring stars was this: love one another. Next Friday night at 9:30 to SF 68.